So if you want to plan some other islands in the fresh West Indies, because you never get there. Unless you're going to take a small ship.
Yeah.
But that's what I was telling you. There was, you know, the moorings, they're fantastic. You can have a captain, little yacht or catamaran and go all on the islands from the British Virgin Islands. Yep. You know, something unique and different. What you're going to do on an island, you can be doing on a boat, you know, and they have a captain and crew.
Yep.
And you pop around.
Yeah, it's but what's the cost differential though? I mean, is obviously
it's probably almost a couple of $1,000 a person.
Yeah,
and if you have a group and you do the whole ship, it's going to be less.
Oh, okay.
So you're including all your meals, and you're going to all the different islands. You're not just staying.
Right.
You know, in one location, and then getting on a ferry boat or getting on a plane to hop. The boat is doing it for you.
Sure.
And you're going to really get to see the island, and they're going to take your time. It's not like you're in a group with thousands of people, and you got to get on and off and on and off. So, you know.
Just move right into the space. You can, and I think the last time you told me, you know, you speak with the captain, and you guys make your own itinerary.
Make your own itinerary. Yep, exactly. You know, and things are starting to open up for Cuba. You know, they're getting there. I mean. You just have to, people want to still go, okay, there's just still restrictions. Mm-hmm. You just got to follow what they want you to do. So, you know, tourism, adventure travel and stuff is starting to get a toehold, you know?
Yep.
It's going to be, the Americans are coming, yes. And they're getting there.
What type of preparations have you heard that they're doing to receive the Americans?
Well, they're trying to open up the air better. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they have right now a couple of locations where you can fly out to get down there. So it's just the infrastructure. It's really tough. Almost all the tour operators have to get licenses. You have to go through a real security procedure or feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have such restrictive regulations, you know, and it hindered development. So they weren't able to get things going. So now they got to try to get, you know, they got to keep working.
Yep.
And that's all it is. It's the infrastructure keeping up with the increased demand. That's what it is. They're monitoring a lot of things to see how things are consistent. So the Europeans have been in Cuba a long time, you know, and they're going to probably cash in, the British and other countries, Spanish, because they've been going and allowing people there, okay?
Mm.
So the Americans are pushed out, you know, how many years ago? So,
well, that would be 50.
Yeah, you know, so there's a lot of things. And then whatever was there that was owned by all the resorts got taken over and turned into housing. So I don't know how they're going to reclaim what they had, you know, because people are living there. They adapted.
Well, they're going to probably buy them out and move them somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, they have, you know, the cruise ship, the Phantom, is one of the most comfortable ways for you to travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still have to be prepared, you know, because it's management, communication is key down there. You know, the physical reality of the country is a developing country again. It's like it's starting all over, you know. Bringing the basics back to play to help them get started, and it's just hoping that they, it's the first U.S. ship to sail into Cuba in 30 years, you know, so they're trying, they're having, you know, it's what it is.
Sure.
But if you're in for it, to go for it, you know?
You mentioned the Phantom. Is it a brand ship?
No, it's not. It's just one of the little ships that allowed to come in.
Okay.
And I'm forget, and the other line that was going Cuba was just, well, that's, remember I said to you, the gentleman got killed in that shootout in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
He was working cruise to Cuba. Let's see what they have. Royal Caribbean is trying to do something. And I don't know if they got allowed to do it. I'm trying to find it. Phantom. Yeah, it's really the small ship. It's a small ship. The first cruise company allowed it in Cuba. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got 7 nights, 3 historical cities, they're doing the cultural exchange, okay? They have 3.5 days of shore excursions with Havana, mm-hmm. Santiago de Cuba, and Cienfuegos, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can they when you're not you're traveling between ports, they want you on the boat, not sitting on a bus, okay?
Okay.
So and they go all around. I mean, it's really what's included, meeting people and cultures. Yeah, that's what they're allowing you to do. So you return to the boat every night.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not allowed to get
not allowed to stay there. Okay.
At night, yeah. Mm-hmm. During the day, so yeah, you got French colonial architecture, traditional Cuban music and dance, fortresses, the cathedrals, the cabins of San Juan Hill. You know, so they are allowing it, but you know they have restrictions.
Okay.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
Ultimately, this is a decision that our nominee will make, and I'm confident that he'll make a great decision.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence, one of the contenders for Donald Trump's pick for vice president. The GOP nominee will announce his decision tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. In addition to Pence, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich are on the shortlist. Meanwhile, a partial list of speakers for next week's Republican National Convention in Cleveland is out. Among the more than 70 people scheduled to appear are former NFL quarterback Tim Tebow, Trump's wife and children, and Indiana Senator Joni Ernst. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she regrets making what she calls ill-advised remarks about Donald Trump. The other day, she said he was a faker. He said she should resign. This is USA Radio News.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son. And so, I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So, it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
President Obama will take part in a town hall-style meeting on race relations tonight. It will air on ABC and ESPN. They are calling it a national conversation about race relations, justice, policing, and equality.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. So where do business people go to get the most up-to-date strategies to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies, action plans that they just can't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here at Teachable Moments in Business on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio. You can listen in on every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. If you miss the live show, you can hear reruns on the archives. Just go to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio website, and you'll see all the archives listed for Teachable Moments in Business, as well as the other programs that we offer here. But before we get into the program today, I'd like to just share with you what's going on with the weather. And according to our indication right now, the weather is about 88.2 degrees, and it feels like 107. So if you've been outside just recently, you may not want to stay out there all that long. Today there is an expected low of 70 degrees. So according to some of the weather notes here, today is partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of what we said, 89. Winds are west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour, and there is a chance of rain by 30%. I know coming in here today I did run into some wet roads, although it seemed to have stopped before I arrived here today. And of course, this evening we're looking at about a 20% precipitation, partly cloudy skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, and a low around 70 degrees. The winds will be light and variable. So that's your weather report so far. Later on in the program, we'll get into the extended weather report through the weekend. So exactly what's going on in business today? We all know that that business is changing at a very rapid pace. Frankly, it's really tough to keep pace with the advancements in technology, the onslaught of competitive activity, and customer demands affected by emotions, too many choices, the internet, pricing, and so much more. So today we're really forced to keep our ears to the ground and to devote attention to watching and listening for clues as to what is going to happen in our respective industries. Today, business is all about helping others by sharing information. In fact, success is grounded by becoming lifelong learners, and personally, that's what I'm all about. And because of the experience I have in learning and teaching classes in many different business topics, I'm able to really advise people in so many areas of their businesses to help them achieve their goals. So it means learning from others who have been there and done it, taking professional education courses at local colleges, and also taking advantage of mentoring opportunities with others. How about attending networking meetings? And there's so many around here in this area, which in fact you can find on some of the websites of the organizations that run programs. As far as classes are concerned, I do teach classes at Raritan Valley Community College for the SBDC. The classes are no longer being held during the summertime, but we will ramp up again in the middle of September. And you can take courses there on business plans, which I teach. There are also classes on marketing and selling skills, bookkeeping with QuickBooks. We have people that can teach classes on how to market your website online. So please take advantage of that. And then through the networking groups, you can learn so much as well, including the programs that are offered by the Hunterdon Chamber. They're extraordinary. And you have to really, if you're a small business owner, you just can't sit behind your desk and expect something to happen. So please reach out for help from people, because that's what business is all about today. So I am an unconventional business strategist and a guerrilla marketing coach, and I do have a serious passion for helping people to achieve their goals. So I truly hope that this program will give you some insight and some resources that will enable you to move forward with achieving your goals. Now here's a word from our sponsor.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm your host, Vicki Lynn Morgan. So what exactly is a teachable moment? It's something that you need to really think about. A teachable moment is an unplanned opportunity that arises in the workplace that serves as an ideal experience that offers insight for those who are in the right place at the right time, and, of course, they have to know it and recognize it. A teachable moment is not something that you can just plan for. Rather, it's a fleeting opportunity that must be sensed and seized by the observer. Often it will require a brief digression that temporarily sidetracks your thought process to make mental notes that may serve as personal guidelines. Ultimately, the teachable moment shared with others can evolve into discussions for self-education, or if you have employees, it could be used for, say, a training of your staff. Teachable moments happen all the time. You just have to be really ready to pay attention to them. You can create teachable moments, too, by asking others to talk about their business experiences. Perhaps they're reading a book and they're willing to share lessons that they have learned from those books. Did you ever come across a statement or a keyword that sounds interesting? Take a moment to research the concept. Call someone whose name has surfaced in your research. You'd be amazed at what you'll learn. So here's a little bit of homework for you. A couple years ago, I heard about the concept of net weaving by the founder, whose name is Bob Littell. So I looked up his information online and ultimately gave him a call. In fact, he sent me his book on net weaving. Net weaving is a very interesting topic, and in fact, I believe that it's a higher level of networking. So if you have time, look up the concept of net weaving. You'll see the Net Weaver's Creed, and you'll see that Bob Littell is the founder of that concept. Now, there's another concept that I came across a few years ago as well, and that is Inbound Marketing Game Plan eBook. Now, Paul Roetzer, who is the owner of PR 2020, wrote the Inbound Marketing Game Plan eBook because he was influenced by the owners of a company called HubSpot.com. In fact, HubSpot.com is a company that helps its clients to get exposure on the internet. So that's another piece of homework for you, to download Inbound Marketing Game Plan eBook. When you find it, it will begin with a visual graphic that looks like a football field, so you'll know you're in the right place, and you can download it without even having to give your email address. So as you listen to the teachable moments, three things should happen or probably will happen. The first of all, whatever you learn here will hopefully reinforce what you already know. Secondly, you'll discover practical new ideas that you can put to use. And finally, maybe you're doing some things you shouldn't be doing, and you're going to have to adjust your way of business.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
So you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. So you're probably wondering what kinds of information you'll be hearing on this program. So I'll give you a brief overview of what we'll be doing. From time to time, we'll be having a host coming on, someone to interview, a guest who will be interviewed on the program, and that guest will share with us information about their businesses and what made their businesses successful. We will get into many, many different topics, such as marketing in summertime and as well as other seasons, leveraging chamber resources. We'll be talking about communication skills, customer experience management, communication skills, tips on business planning, sales tool development, you name it. Anything that has from start to finish with a business, from the idea to putting the product or service, developing it, and then putting it into the marketplace and keeping the ball rolling. And finally, I do want to say that I've been working in the pet industry for 40 years as a manufacturer's rep. We've represented about 100 manufacturers. We do not sell in mass market. We sell into the independent trade. So customers that we sell to market are distributors, and they sell to feed stores, pet shops, kennels, vets, and groomers. So if we may very well touch on the pet industry-related businesses. And by the way, I have an email address that you're welcome to send questions to, or if you'd like to be interviewed, either to share information about your business and to tell us what has made you successful, or perhaps to doing some brainstorming on the topics that are of concern to you. The email address is teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. So that's very easy to remember, teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. So we will be interviewing Chris Phelan, who is the president and CEO of Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I've known Chris for quite a long time, and he's a great guy, and he's done an excellent job with managing the chamber. He has a great staff at his right hand, so to speak. One of his staff members, who is the director of membership and events, is Laura Cummins. And Laura puts together the expo that we have every year in November. This year it will be held on November 10th from 2 to 7 p.m. at the 100 in Central High School. It's a great venue, plenty of parking, and you will see businesses and chat with folks that you would never see otherwise. Next week, we have John Hadley coming in, who is a career search counselor, and he was interviewed on a previous program by one of the other hosts talking about what it takes to land a job. I've asked John to come back to talk about what it's like to interview to find the best employee for your business. So this time, during the interview, he's going to be sitting on the other side of the desk, and I'm going to be asking him a bunch of questions that will be very helpful if you decide to seek some new employees. Then from time to time, I receive many articles and newsletters and will be able to share some timely tips from you. So today, in fact, we're going to talk about summertime marketing, and some of that information comes out of newsletters I've received. You will also hear information from some well-known authors, and last week on July 7th, I did an overview of a book entitled The End of Marketing as We Know It by Sergio Zeman. So this month, if we have time, I'm going to get into an overview on a book written by Seth Godin, who is a very, very interesting person. I'll also feature what I call Vicky's Soapbox, and these are teachable rants. I get on my soapbox every so often about different aspects of business. My hope is that the observations that I see and share with you, and perhaps the recommendations for the good side as well as the bad side of those observations will be of help to you. And finally, if we have time, I'll give you a special quote for the day. So those are some of the things that we will be covering here during this program. So going on, I wanted to talk to you about teachable moments at a trade show. I had an opportunity to attend a pet industry event down in Long Branch, New Jersey, from Sunday through Tuesday night. And I have a real thing about trade shows and business expos. They are so important, and they're part of a marketing program. It's not the end all, but it's really a part of your what I call a full circle marketing program or marketing plan. Trade shows offer you opportunities to meet people that you would never meet otherwise. And from my perspective, it's a real eye opener to observe what goes on during the course of a show. So I'm going to share with you some of the teachable moments that we experienced during the show. So this was a show where retailers who sell pet products walk through the trade show floor. They meet the exhibitors who have products that hopefully they're going to be buying. And what's amazing to me is that retailers will walk by a booth, but they don't bother to stop and to talk to the people who are in the booth, too. They don't talk to the booth staffers. Even we found that even some of the sales reps who sell to the stores didn't even come by to introduce their dealers to the exhibitors and to help the dealer understand more about the products and perhaps to learn techniques for selling those products. So if you're in a business where you go to trade shows and you have staff members who go to those shows as well as yourself, please spend time with your vendors, ask them questions, do some hands-on demos if that's possible, learn, build relationships with those vendors. This is extremely important. Many booth visitors actually forget to bring their business cards to an event. Please don't ever leave home without your business cards. And it's always amazing to me that people print business cards that do not have either their names on them or the telephone number or an email address. It's just sometimes they leave off the area code or the zip code. Please, your business card is so important. When you talk to somebody who wants to get back in touch with you, that card needs to have all the information on it that can be used to contact you. Also, a lot of booth staffers often launch into the features of a product line without at first finding out what's important to the person to whom they're speaking. So before you can pitch a product, you need to find out what's important, and then as you relate the information to that person, not only offer the features, but also offer the benefits. Because when you think about it, people don't buy the feature of a product or service, they buy the benefit. And one of the tips that I give my students in the classes is to first give the feature, connect the feature with a benefit by saying which means. So think about it. A feature has no value without a benefit. So it's a good idea to get in the habit of offering the feature, say which means, and then give the benefit. Also, we noticed that there were people at the event who were invited to banquets to be able to mingle and network with other people in the industry, and they actually left the event. Whenever there's an opportunity to meet other people in the business, please do that. You never know when you're going to meet somebody who will offer a value to you or that you can, in fact, help. So I did this. I spent, I think it was on, Monday morning or Tuesday morning, I went to a luncheon and I sat by myself initially, but I had seats that were open. A lady came and sat with me. We had a great conversation, and as a result of that, we now have a relationship. So when you have your business hat on, or even if you don't, always have your business cards with you. Always talk to people because you never know when you're going to have an opportunity to share information.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
Very impressed with their character and their heart, their demeanor, their graciousness to me and my family.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who is reportedly Donald Trump's running mate pick. It has not been confirmed. The official announcement is set to come tomorrow, but several news organizations, including the New York Post and Indianapolis Star, are reporting the Trump camp as advising the Republican National Committee that Pence is the one. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich's names have also been tossed around in recent days. A partial list of speakers for next week's Republican National Convention in Cleveland is out. Among the more than 60 scheduled to appear are politicians like Ted Cruz, several governors, Trump's wife and children, and a few sports figures like Tim Tebow and Mike Ditka. This is USA Radio News.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son. And so, I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So, it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
So this is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking. Let's take a look at the weather for today to see how the weather is right now. According to the weather report I have in front of me, it's 90 degrees. And there is a heat advisory going on at the moment. So, and it could go to 91 degrees apparently. So we may have also heavy rain. Some areas will have a 30% rain. So this afternoon there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, partly sunny with a clear near high of 91 degrees. Southwest wind around 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except a higher amounts possible in the thunderstorms. So tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. Some of the storms could produce small, gusty winds and heavy rain. Mostly cloudy with a low around 70 degrees. There will be a west wind from 3 to 6 miles per hour. There's a chance of precipitation of 30% and new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except for where there may be some thunderstorms. Now, tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 92 degrees. There'll be light west winds increasing to 5 to 9 miles an hour in the morning. But Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 68 degrees. South wind may be around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Now, Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I guess if you're going to be cutting your lawn, you need to go out in the morning. It will be partly sunny with a high near 88, and the wind will become calm at about 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. But there is also a chance of rain at about 20%. Then on Saturday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 67 degrees, and the chance of rain once again is about 30%. So there's a chance of rain tomorrow, Saturday night. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except where there might be thunderstorms. And then the good news is most Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 88 degrees, but Sunday night may also become cloudy, and the temperature will go down to about 67 degrees. So that's the weather report right now. We know that weather changes a lot. So that's what we know at this moment. Now, on Teachable Moments in Business, let's talk about summer marketing ideas. Over the years, you've heard people say that, everybody goes on vacation, so why bother doing marketing to attract business people to my business? But ask yourself, how many weeks vacation do you take? Do you go off for 1 week, 2 weeks? Do you even take any time off at all? In fact, if you're a small business owner or you work for a small business, chances are it's hard to take time off. So perhaps this is the time when you need to take a look at the different opportunities that you have to get your name out there, to build brand awareness. And this might be a time to beat the competition, who are assuming that people are indeed on vacation. So here are some tips for you. So what about hosting a social media ticket giveaway and sweepstakes in which people can enter by following you and liking you and by encouraging others to do so as well? It's a great way to get more followers for future promotions. Perhaps the tickets might be for theme parks or water parks, baseball games like the one we have here in Bridgewater. Concerts and other events might be great ticket giveaways. What about outdoor banners? If you support a children's baseball team, maybe that's a place where you can put up a banner. Or maybe there's other places where you can put out sales promotions in front of people that do walk or travel by. Give away a cool summer gift to customers who spend a certain dollar amount. That might be an interesting way to attract attention. The extra incentives can drive customers to you instead of your competitors. Then, of course, what about summer-themed promotional items? Give away a branded beach towel to help increase brand awareness for your product or service. Stickers are great. So I know my little granddaughter loves stickers, so it doesn't hurt to hand out stickers and put them places where you're not going to get, of course you don't want to put them in illegal places, but stickers can be very helpful. I believe in using rack cards in promoting your business. A rack card is the one-third the size of a trifold panel. So perhaps you can print some rack cards with information. You often find the rack cards in racks in hotels and restaurants. Why not create your own and place them in rack card holders, which you can get at Staples or other, or actually through packaging companies, and place them on merchant counters or in restaurants, or be creative, put them around. What about posting summer pictures that show that you're interested in following your customers during the summertime? Then there are club cards. You know, have you ever been to a restaurant where they have little tent cards that they put on a table? Why not ask a nightclub or a bar to put a tent card on a table that has your information on them? This might help to create some spontaneous visits to your business. What about hosting a special event? It could be a barbecue. It could be a business challenge, a 5K run. There are a lot of events that can go on in the summertime. If you own a dress shop or a beauty salon, perhaps you would want to put on an open house to show what you do and invite people to those. Also print some flyers that you can distribute it in targeted areas. There's a concept I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach. So in guerrilla marketing, there's a concept called fusion marketing, where you collaborate with other businesses who do not compete with you, but they serve the same customers. So perhaps you might like to work on some projects where you hand out one another's coupons or put on some programs
especially for, you know, for, you know, during the summertime to draw attention to your business. Let's see. What about becoming a sponsor of a popular event such as a festival or a concert, and get some mileage out of it with flyers and posters? This will help to expand your brand identity. Some people like to use door hangers, and they put them not only on doorknobs of homes, but if there's a problem with going around a neighborhood and going up to people's homes, what about putting a door hanger on the flag of a mailbox? That might be of an approach for you. You can never put anything in a mailbox, but certainly you could put something on the mailbox. In fact, I had a client some years ago who lived in a condo community that had really hundreds of homes, and he bought magnetized business cards, and he put them on the outside of the mailboxes. His service was to help people learn how to use their computers, and after he did that, he actually got quite a few calls from people and was able to build a business just by using that approach. And by the way, in guerrilla marketing, you're using your time, energy, and imagination, not necessarily spending money to attract customers. What about car door magnets on your vehicle? Put those on magnets. Now, you do have to talk to your insurance company to make sure if you have a residential license plate that it's not inappropriate to put magnets on your vehicle. One place to put magnets, if you work in a neighborhood where there are second and third story homes or businesses, you can put those magnets on the roof of your vehicle. And as people look out their windows, they will see your information. How about taking a client to lunch? This would be a very nice thing to do, especially during the summertime. In fact, ask your client to bring a friend. This way you're getting to meet somebody new when you treat them to a lunch. It could be a breakfast for that matter. What about printing calendars with activities that are happening in your neighborhood? In fact, you can put those calendars even on your website. And by doing that and sharing information with your target audience, they will learn that you are the go-to website to learn what's going on in the neighborhood. Of course, in the summertime, we have festivals, we have farm shows, trade events where you can attend to get to know people. What about a summertime catalog? And in that catalog is a list of the kinds of items that you sell during this time frame. And, of course, you also want to do marketing for unique holidays. Now, we're already past the month of June, but I found a note here that said June is candy month, dairy month, and fight the filthy fly month. So there are calendars online that will give you essentially a special day event for every day of the year. And you can actually piggyback onto those and take advantage of them, especially, obviously, if they relate well to what the business, your business does. Also, place your business cards in restaurants. In fact, one of my friends saw my business card in Tony's restaurant in Califon, and he said, "Gee, I see your card everywhere." Well, I don't put it everywhere, but that was his impression. So leave your business cards wherever you can. We talked about the magnets, of course. You can have a photo contest. The Well-Bred is a pet shop in Chester, New Jersey, and the former owner, Patty, used to run a contest where she asked her clients to send pictures in of their sleeping pets. And those pictures were featured in a newsletter that she circulated to her customers, but she also featured those photographs in her store in Chester, and then customers were invited in to vote on the best sleeping pet picture. And as a result of that, whoever the winner was got a gift. And I believe they had a local photographer take an official picture of that pet. So how about summertime newsletters? That's something to think about. And, of course, you can do your own distribution of them either by printed newsletters, or you could use Constant Contact or MailChimp is another one. What about submitting press releases to the media? They should be free. And I would recommend that you send them out at least four times a year. And think of a reason to send out a press release. It could be that you moved, you added a new product or service, you have a new employee, or you want to highlight skills of people that work for you. You changed your phone number, or you're going to be at an event, sponsoring an event. You want to always leverage any of the marketing that you do. So take advantage of press releases. Also, what about flying the American flag and then put your own flag with a logo on it underneath of it? In fact, there are people that create their own satisfaction brand or brand of approval by creating a logo that's a stamp of approval, and you could put that on a flag and fly it below the American flag. So I've given you a lot of ideas here that you can pursue to keep busy and to really ramp up for when business gets more, busy in the fall time frame.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm your host, Vicki Lynn Morgan. As I said earlier, we're going to be from time to time talking about some authors whose books are extremely engaging and informational. And the author that I chose for today is Seth Godin. Seth Godin is sometimes known as the ultimate entrepreneur for the information age. He's an American writer and has written around 17 books which address various aspects of marketing, advertising, business venturing, and leadership. He's also a successful entrepreneur, marketer, and public speaker who became famous for public speaking when he uploaded his ebook, Unleashing the Idea Virus, which he made available for free. He did his MBA degree from Stanford Graduate School of Business and worked as a software brand manager before he started Yo-Yo Dime, one of the first internet-based direct marketing firms that had revolutionary ideas on how companies should reach their target audiences. The publicity of his firm compelled big companies like Volvo, Microsoft, Sony Music, and others to associate with it, and in a few years, Yahoo bought the company and kept Godin on as a vice president. And he's considered to be the founder of permission marketing, or the father of permission marketing. And along with that, he has, as I mentioned, he's written quite a few books entitled All Marketers Are Liars, Purple Cow, Trides, which the subtitle is We Need You to Lead Us. There's a book entitled First Leap, which is Creating Work That Matters. Another book, All Marketers Are Liars. And the subtitle is The Power of Telling Authentic Stories in a Low-Trust World. He, as I said, he's the father of permission marketing, and that's something you might want to read. And I think that has a great deal to do with the way we market today. You need to get permission from people before you send them emails and newsletters that they don't want. So if you ask for permission to communicate with someone, you're building a relationship with them, and therefore they're not likely to say that you are spamming them. Another book is Unleashing the Idea Virus. Another one is Survival is Not Enough, a subtitle Zooming, Evolution, and the Future of Your Company. Another one is The Big Move, Stop Trying to Be Perfect and Start Being Remarkable by Seth Godin. Well, one of the books that I received a number of years ago is entitled The Purple Cow. Subtitle is Transform Your Business by Being Remarkable. The way I got that book was very interesting. I learned about it through a newsletter online. I'd never really heard of Seth Godin, but the book was offered for free, or it's possible that I paid the freight for it. But it was interesting. The book was sent to me. It's a small, at the time, it was a small soft cover book. It was sent to me in a one quart or two quart, because it was two quart milk carton. And now, because the book is entitled Purple Cow, he had, looks like a cow skin on the book as well as on this milk carton that he had printed. So the box is white and purple with black printing. And I still have that book, that box today, because I like to show it to my students and my clients, because what he did was to send out what I call a lumpy package or a lumpy mail. And any time you send something out that's in a, it's more than just a number 10 envelope, it will get the attention of people. So that's what he got my attention, and I still have that book today. In fact, I'll tell you his story here at the end of some of the quotes that are in that book. But I've had people come to me saying, I want to be Purple Cows. So here's a couple quotes that come out of that book. As consumers, we're too busy to pay attention to advertising, but we're desperate to find good stuff that solves our problems. Another quote, the right information brings knowledge, and knowledge is power. Sharing it is empowerment. Another, one way to figure out a great theory is to look at what's working in the real world and figure out what the various successes have in common. Another, instead of trying to use your technology and expertise to make a better product for your users' standard behavior, experiment with inviting the users to change their behavior to make the product work dramatically better. Here's another. If a product's future is unlikely to be remarkable, if you can't imagine a future in which people are once again fascinated by your product, it's time to realize that the game has changed. Instead of investing in a dying product, take profits and reinvest them in building something new. Another point. In your career, even more than for a brand, being safe is risky. The path to lifetime job security is to be remarkable. Marketing is too important to be left to the marketing department. That may be true. And finally, in a crowded marketplace, fitting in is failing. In a busy marketplace, not standing out is the same as being invisible. Now, the Purple Cow book has a story in it, and when I share it to my clients, I kind of shorten it and tell the story in my own words, which I'll share with you at this moment. So if you were walking down a road, a farm road, or driving down, and there were cows on either side of the road, and they were black and white cows, when you've seen one cow, you've seen them all. However, if there was a purple cow standing in the field, think about it. What would you say to yourself? Would you take a picture of it? Would you share that information with somebody else? I mean, really, would you forget that you ever saw a purple cow? Probably not. That would remain pretty remarkable. So what Seth Godin says in his book is the following statement. The reason it would shine among a crowd of perfectly competent, even undeniably excellent cows, is that it would be remarkable. Something remarkable is worth talking about, worth paying attention to. Boring stuff quickly becomes invisible. Remarkable marketing is the art of building things worth noticing right into your product or service. Your one chance for success is to be remarkable. That means you have to be a leader. So if you are beginning to ponder where you are in business or you're just launching, think about how you can differentiate. What can you do that's going to be remarkable and to stand out from the crowd? And if you figure that out, keep the ball rolling, because this is what's going to be helping you to be successful.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
So we're coming down to the end of the program. I have a few more bits of information to share with you. This is the Vicky Soapbox session. And Sometimes I rant a bit. So bear with me. My theme here on Vicki's Soapbox is about the importance of training your employees. So my husband, Jim, and I eat out frequently. And there's some things that we've observed when we eat out at different restaurants. So I want you to think about this when you eat out. When you're sitting in a restaurant, you're really a captive audience for at least an hour or more. But how many times has the restaurateur or the wait staff asked you for your email address so that they can send you information about their restaurant? Perhaps it's special events. It would be perhaps new entrees that they're offering. Now, some people don't like to ask for email addresses. Some business owners don't like to ask because they themselves don't like to give out their email address. We'll give people reasons to want to give out their email because, after all, you may offer a special dessert, a special coupon for people who do indeed receive that newsletter. Now, I do know that the Long Valley restaurant, the Restaurant Village, does send out newsletters periodically talking about special events, special buffets. This keeps us tuned in to what they have to offer. If I'm looking for a place to eat out, I may consider what they have to offer. Also, we used to receive emails from Redwoods in Chester. That's another one. So why don't other restaurants do the same thing? I just don't get it. Now, a couple of observations that we've made at restaurants include some of these. There are waiters and waitresses that call us guys. Well, I'm not a guy. If I'm with a lady friend at a restaurant, I'm not a guy. And that is very annoying. And in fact, why does the word guy need to be added to every statement or every question? So, for example, they'll come in, as we sit down, they'll say, "How are you guys today?" Or, what do you guys want to order? Would you guys like another beverage?" You don't need to add the word "guys" to that conversation. Leave it off. I just don't think it sits well. At least not for people who are older. If you're younger, maybe you don't care. But you don't need to use the word "guys." Now another one is, I will often ask the waitress about a selection of entrees that I'm considering, and I'll ask, which one would the waitress recommend, or which of the entrees would be popular? Which ones do their guests like to order and to enjoy? And invariably, the waitress will tell me what she likes. Well, maybe this is being brash, but I'll say to her, "I didn't ask you what you liked. I asked you what is considered to be a good entree, a one that she would recommend, but not exactly. But her taste may be different than mine. I need to know what their customers order and reorder in order for me to make a decision." Then, how often are you in the restaurant? You've finished your meal, and they say, "Do you want anything else? Do you want your check?" How often do they say to you, "We have delicious apple pie that we're featuring today. Would you like an apple pie, or we have a delicious ice cream sundae?" First of all, people like choices. And secondly, if you make that dessert sound enticing and the customer orders it, the waitress is going to make more money. So why are they not being trained to sell the food that's being sold in the restaurant? And then finally, quite often we don't finish the meal and we ask for a container to take home. How often, when you do this, how often do you see that the restaurant's name is on the package or on the little tote bag that they give you to carry the package out? It's not there. It's a white container. But, you know, those little tote bags may be used for other purposes because a lot of people will recycle packaging. So why not put your name on those packages? So if you own a restaurant or you know somebody who works in one, please suggest that they recommend some of these points. I found some statistics about restaurants recently. In March 2016, the statement that I found said that around 60% of new restaurants fail within the first year, and nearly 80% shutter before their fifth anniversary. Another study I found was over 35% of restaurants opened by first-time owners failed in the first year, while the percentage in franchises is below 10%. So think about it. The reasons why failure can be varied. It might be low startup capital, poor knowledge about the competition. Location, it may be very helpful, so be in the right place. Poor restaurant promotions, no marketing, poor inventory, poor staff training. Maybe they lack original ideas. So if you have a restaurant that is doing well, take a note. These are probably successful because they wrote a business plan. They have financials and cash reserves that they can fall back on. They hire for attitude and train for skills. And there's more. So I want to thank you for being here at the program today. And please visit us again next Thursday from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And this is Vicki Lynn Morgan from Teachable Moments in Business.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
Very impressed with their character and their heart, their demeanor, their graciousness to me and my family.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who is reportedly Donald Trump's running mate pick. It has not been confirmed. The official